Baruch Hashem. Today's daf in the Sechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yirah Kedesh, is Daf Zayin. We're holding on the very last line of Daf Vav Amud Beis. And with us today are the very special, newly clad in their tefillin, Yotam and Raziel Schenkler, and Mazel Tov to Mishpachat Schenkler. And we look forward to the Bar Mitzvah, B'chaim U'L'Shalom. We're holding on the very last line on Daf Vav Amud Beit. So we've been talking about the modalities of the Kesef Kedushin, Lashon of the Kesef Kedushin, the Shaila of what is considered to be the Mesira of the Kesef, Sibaton Amanas Lahazir, considered to be Kesef Kedushin, Chalifin, and all of the various modalities. Now, it all looks very clear, but actually, it's much more complex than you would think. Because what we neglected to think about were a number of things that are sort of outliers, but that change your concept of what it means to be meshabed yourself for kesef. So let's consider the following interesting situation. Omar Rav, tein mone leploni ve'akadesh lecha. So what if a woman says, if you give $100 to so-and-so, I will be mekudeshet to you with the fact that you gave it to somebody else. Is that good? I mean, she didn't get the money, did she? Nonetheless, we learn out, says Rava, an amazing thing, which is from the din of a guarantor, midin arev. Is it not true that a guarantor is considered to have essentially a real lien on him because of the fact that he got the kinyan from your lending money to somebody else? So apparently, if you give money to person A, if this is something that person B wants, then that is considered to be the equivalent of a kinyan to person B. So if a guarantor can become mishuabad, then so could a woman actually become mikudeshet. So even though the money didn't go directly to him, nonetheless, he is being mishabed himself. So too, hayitatanami, this woman, so even though she didn't get the money directly, but she is a machna herself because of the fact that you gave it to so-and-so. There's a big machlokas we've shown him here about whether, and this is where the Rabbi Hananel understands things, about whether this is truly a new halacha, and there's a special new din that the Anochi Aarvenu teaches us, a completely new concept of kinyan, that a person can be nikne because of the fact that someone else got the money, or whether this is nothing but a variation on the theme of standard money. We are going to see, as we already saw yesterday, that there is a concept of Hana'at Milva, for instance. What was Hana'at Milva in the end, as we understood it yesterday, was the fact that you would have been willing to pay money for an extension of a loan, meaning to pay someone to persuade me, the lender, to have mercy on you and to let you keep the money some extra time, right? So you can't afford to pay me by the end of the month. You're willing to pay a friend of mine, do me a favor, call so-and-so, I'll pay you $100, I owe him $100,000 by the end of the week, I can't afford it, and I'm going to lose a tremendous amount of money if I cash in a CD, so please persuade him, and I'll give you $100. That's worth money. So that is not a new idea, that is simply shove pruta. It's value. And I'm giving you the condition for value that is worth $100. So there's no big new chiddush in that. Now, that's in one possible way, which most of the Rishon, the Ritva, speaks this out very clearly, that this idea of Midin Arev is just a variation on that theme. Since I want very much for you to lend money to so-and-so, and I would be willing to pay you, I'd give you $1. Maybe 5 cents, but whatever it is, it's a shava pruta. So I would give you $1 for you to lend money to so-and-so. So fine, I'm being meshabed myself as the guarantor for the pleasure that I have, which is worth money to me. Therefore, the same thing is true of this woman. She is being mishabedet nafsha for the fact that it's worth money to her that her friend got this loan from you or got this gift from you. So there's nothing that is like totally different. The difference would be is that according to the Ritva's approach, you would have to say at the time that you give her this kedushin, so to speak, you would have to say, Hareyat mikudeshet li behana'a, that I gave this person that money, but not Hareyat mikudeshet li with the money that I gave that person, because that isn't true. Masha'in ken, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, you could actually say Hareyat mikudeshet li with the money that I'm giving to this person, because it's literally a new din of Orev, and it teaches us completely new ways in which we can affect Kiddushin. Okay, so it's very important. There are, by the way, variations even. No, Gavi, there are variations even on this differentiation that is not 100% Ritva approach or Rabbeinu Hananel approach, but we'll talk out just the main variations here. Okay, so that is number one. That wouldn't have been immediately obvious. Now, Helech Mona Vitkachi Laploni. How about this? How about if she says, this is really, what I would like is for you, he tells a shliach, go make me, find me a girl. The shliach goes to the girl, but he does not use the guy's money. He uses his own money. And he says, here, take this $100, and for the pleasure of getting this $100, you should be mekudeshes to so-and-so. Now, does the guy who is doing the kicha, who is, of course, the mishalayach, not the shliach, it's the husband who's the one who's supposed to be doing the kicha, except he made a shliach. So, does he have to give the money? Does he have to be the one who actually feels the money coming from himself and being given to another person? Is that part of the kinyan or not necessarily? Well, we see from here that if somebody else pays the money, that's perfectly okay. Because we're going to see later on, right here in Masechet Kiddushin, the din of an Eved Knani. The din of an Eved Knani is the Eved doesn't have money of his own. So somebody comes along, gives the master money and says, with this money, you should be freeing your Eved Kanani. And the Eved Kanani is Kone himself with that money. So despite the fact that he never paid any money himself, because he doesn't have any money, according to Zman Yomar, the other person, it's Al Yedei Acherim, as the Mishnah puts it, the other person's paying the money is perfectly okay. So the same thing should be true over here. If there's, obviously, you have to be empowered to make the Kiddushin, how can you make the Kiddushin of someone else? Okay, so you were empowered. You were the Shliach. And now the way you did it was by giving your own money. That should be perfectly okay. Ah, now, the Din of Eved Kanani. Let me just explain that to you. The Din of Eved Kanani is, Lav Avagav Zeloko Chasev Velo Midik, Kakoni Nafshek. Isn't it true that even though he never used one solitary cent of his own money, which he doesn't have, and nonetheless he's kone himself with the money that somebody else gives the other? So why is that any different than here? Hi, Gavra Nami. So this individual now becomes the husband of this woman. He didn't lose anything. Who cares? Who says you have to lose? The important thing is that she gets the hana'a for your kedushin. Who cares whether somebody else paid for it? Now, let me put the two together, says Rava. Let's take it one step further. Suppose a woman says to a guy, you give money to Mr. A, and that way, by you giving money to Mr. A, I will become Mekudesha to Mr. A. What? Yep. She's Mekudesha at me din shneihem. Put these two dinim together, and that obviously comes true. Right? So this sounds like a trick. Right? It's one of these tricks of logic. But it's not. This is absolutely the din, says Rafa. Why not? Let me talk it out to you. Look, let's first start with the two dinim I'm referring to, obviously, is the din of Orev, together with the din of the Eved Kanani. So let's first take the case of the Orit. Isn't it true that the Orit Lav Afagav Lo Kamati Anali Yadikum Shavi Nafshe? As we already saw, you don't need to be personally the beneficiary. The other person could have gotten the benefit, and nonetheless, he becomes the one who was Makma himself. So the same thing is true of this woman. Even though she didn't personally get the money, but somebody did that she wanted to get the money, and therefore she's Makma herself as a wife. Now you'll say, it's not the same. At least by the Orev, the person that was the one who got this kinyan, the Arvut, he lost money, right? He gave up some of his own in order for this to happen, because the guy has to actually lend the money in order for the Orev to be Mishabi Navshe. Mashain Kane, here we're saying that what? This person who didn't pay a thing, who only got money from someone else, from the fact that this woman wanted him to get the money, that nonetheless, he gets this woman as a wife because she got money to him through someone else. What the heck? But that's exactly the din. Even though loka chaser v'lo midi, Eved Kanani yochiach. This is precisely the situation with the Eved Kanani. He's Kena himself, even though he didn't lose anything, right? So this is like one of those surprising things, when you take an equation that sounded very simple, and then you break the equation down to its very basic simplicity, and it ends up being E equals MC squared. What the heck? How's that possible? Oh my God, that wasn't innate, but it's true. Same thing is true. It's amazing, right? You just work it out, and somehow it teaches you a completely mind-boggling thing that you never would have dreamt of. And so the same thing is true over here. Put these two dinim together, work it out, and what do you get? You get a surprise. So we end up having an amazing new situation of Kiddushin. And of course, we need to go back in the other way. You're going to say it's not like the Eved Kanani, because at least the Eved Kanani, the one who gave the Eved Kanani himself, got the money, right? The Adin got the money. Where over here, this guy is getting this wife, and she's giving herself away without any money. But that's what we just proved before. Orev Yochia, put the two together. And it's therefore both are true. Now, I have a question, however, after all of my surprising chidushim over here, says Rava. What about if a woman gives money to a guy and she says to him, take this $100 and I will be mikudeshet to you? Omar Marzurta Mishmeder of Papa, yes, she would be Mikudeshet. Now, this sounded crazy. What happened to the Hoki? Kachi Shisha? I don't understand. Here she's paying, and then she becomes Mikudeshet with her pay. Before we entertained the possibility that if the guy gave the money and she said that I should be Mikudeshet, that was a Sofik condition we came out, but we never even entertained. She should be the one who pays for the Kiddushin? How does that work? She should give him money? So, Ravashi thought that this is a tremendous Kiddush, and it's based on the din of Agav. Remember, the din of Agav is that we spoke about Agav also very recently in terms of Gittin. You give a woman a get by being makna to her a piece of property with the kinyan of the get at the same moment as the property, which is called being makna agav karka. So the chasim she ein lehem achrayut, meaning mitaltalim, are niknin agav nechasim she yesh lehem achrayut. I believe that is a well-known gavism, but we have to check it out with the boss himself. So if that's the case, he thought this was a variation on that theme. So that this woman sees herself essentially as karka, right? And basically, what we're doing is what he thought, is that in this case, she would become mikudeshet because the money that she's given, that's a good kinyan, and she's being makna herself with that money, along with that money, sort of a weird kind of agav. But if that's the case, says Rav Ashi, it's a backward agav, because the woman would be the thing that would be similar to karka, like we find, says Rashi, by Avodim, that Avodim are considered to be like karka, right? As Tosis points out, I mean, that's crazy. Adam Hukish Lekarkos is only for an Eved. We're not talking about an Eved over here. We're talking about an Isha Zabas Chorin. So where exactly will we get this din from, Bechlal, that has anything to do with Agav? The Tosis says that maybe the point is over here, that in the event that this would work, then we would have to say that it would work for Karka. That's the point. Because since, remember that we learn out kicha kicha mi stay Ephron, so anything that works with a woman is going to work with a field. So then that means you would be saying that you could purchase a field in the same way. But then you'd be buying the field agav metaltalim. But you can't do that. Metaltalim you could transfer by a field, but you can't transfer a field by giving metaltalim. That's how Tosfos understands the sugya. But in any event, the question is very obvious. I mean, what are you talking about? This is a backwards agav, so how could it possibly work? If this would be the case, says Rav Ashi to Mar Sutra, im kein havelin achosim sheyesh lem achrayut. I mean, if anything, it would be that the woman is the part that is similar to karka, and that she would be able to be nikna together with nechosim she'en lem achrayut by giving him this metaltalim, which anyway doesn't make sense because we're talking about transferring cash and not metaltalim. So the whole thing is clearly a sort of similarity kind of thing. Vanan ibchatnan. We know that the Mishnah tells us exactly the opposite. And this is an important yesod that we're going to have here in this Masechet. Because remember, as I've told you, every variation of the theme of Kinyan is here. That's the nature of Ba'alut. And all Ba'alut comes from a woman. And therefore, anan ibchatnan, Nechazim she'ein lem achrayot and niknimim nechazim she'yesh lem achrayot bekesev v'shtar v'chazakah, but not the other way around. Oh, my life, what are you talking? What, you really thought this had something to do with agav? That's silly. Mizavarta damrala agav. No, not at all. What she wants is to have her favorite rock star accept a gift of $100 from her so that she can say, I gave Elvis $100. Okay, so she is willing to be mikudeshet to this same person if he gives her this tremendous chashivas of accepting $100 from her. So here it's again just a variation on hana'at milvet, so to speak. So for the benefit that I gain by being able to put on my FaceTime, and they used to have this thing called Facebook, I think. So by putting it up on my postings, whatever it is today, I don't know, but whatever social postings, I gave $100 to Elvis. My gosh, this is going to get her all over the internet. 100 million views, incredible. So if that's the case, that's worth money. And that for that money, she's Mekadeshes. So it turns out, right, says Rava, you can even flip it. So you can give the money, and that turns out to be the Kabbalat Hana'ah from the fact that the person was mekabel the money. So, hachab adam chashuv askinan, the b'ahi Hana'ah, the kabel matana mina, gamra umekanya le'nafsha. So she's so happy at his getting, accepting this gift from little old me. Wow. So that's worth a lot of money. Anyway, itmanami mishmei derava. All of these dinim that we just said about the Eved Knani, that is the basis, and Orev, that's the basis, and the Adam Choshev, that's true, not only for Kiddushin. That would be true in terms of any type of financial transaction, right? Well, obviously. I mean, why in the world would we need a special din? Ah, Tzricha. Rava had to explain that all of these insights that he just gave us about the nature of Kiddushin, he needed to explain that it would be true about Karka too. Why? Because the Yashmina Kiddushin, I would say, listen, for Kiddushin, this type of hana'a, I mean, it's not really measurable in the context of financial transactions. I think, what are you going to say? I'm going to buy your field for the benefit of the fact that you have accepted money from me. I mean, like, what is that really worth? So where you're talking about a woman to be Mekabel Kedushin, remember that a woman is happy to be Mekudeshet. She doesn't really give a hang about who she's Mekudeshet to. As the Gemara says, she just wants a husband. And they're sort of appendages, you know. So like Reish Lakish, the Omer Reish Lakish, this is the principle. Tav lometav tamdu min lometav armalu. It's better to be a dual body than to be living alone. So, whatever. Aval Bamona, I mean, well, I'm not going to sell a field for just anything. I'll only sell myself as a wife as anything. So maybe that wouldn't be applicable. And on the other hand, suppose Rava told us that this is good for buying a piece of property, let's say. Okay, because in the case of a piece of property, you can be meichel. You don't need to get anything. And you can be mochel the person's need to pay you. So basically, even though there was no payment, it becomes merely a technical transaction. But remember that that's not true by Kedushin. If it were true by Kedushin, then Chalitin would have been kosher for Kedushin, but it's not. So therefore, when it comes to Kedushin, she cannot say, well, I'm mochel, you can have me. No, you can't have me, I'm mochel. I can give you a field and say, I'm mochel a payment, and it's a gift, but I cannot gift myself as a wife. So therefore, I may need a more serious value in the transaction. Therefore, Rav had to explain, I'm talking about straightforward value for kinyanim, and it makes no difference if we're talking about financial transactions, marital transactions, it's all the same. I meant matrimonial. Oh, my Rav, iskachi li lechetzi. Now, the question is, how exactly is the relationship defined by the pruta? So, like, is it one man to one woman per pruta? Suppose a guy says, you should be my wife, but only to half of me. Is that a good condition? Yes. But if he says, half of you should be Mekudeshet to me, that's not a good condition. Armalei Apayel Rava, I don't understand. I mean, aren't both of these violations of what it says in the Pasuk? Why do you say that if you are Mekadesh, a half a woman, that she's not Mekadesh? Because the Torah said, Ki yikach ish isha. Well, an isha is not a Picasso isha. It's a real full isha that's not missing any parts. So therefore, isha amarachmana velo chatzi isha. So, but if that's the case, it says, ki yikach ish isha. And ish means a whole man, not a half a man. So why in one direction is it good? Half a man can be Mekadesh, but half women can't be Mekudesh. Oh, Marley, said Rava Tabai, man, oh man, you ain't thinking straight, are you? Oh, chi hashta. That's a silly comparison. Hatam ita talave trei lochai. Look, a woman cannot be married to two men, right? So therefore, if he says, I'm only taking half of you, then what he's saying is that you're not really my wife, because I want to leave. I really want to leave half of you to somebody else. You can't do that. Masha Einkein, a man can actually have two wives, in which case each wife only has half of him. And therefore, what he's really telling her is, honey bunch, you ain't getting the whole thing. I want it understood up front that this is an open marriage from my point of view, and I intend to have other women. So he's telling her straight out, you know, you can have half of me, but I'm not giving you the whole thing. Okay, so he's just an honest guy. So a gavra milo chazi lebetre, could he not marry two women? Yes. So that's what he's telling her. Achi karmala, I don't want to create any false expectations. You shall be my wife, but you don't have exclusive rights. And therefore, he says it in that language, and therefore it's a perfectly reasonable way to be Mekadesh. He just wants her to know that he wants to marry someone else as well. Omele Marzutra Breda of Mari Luravina. We know that there's a concept of by real Kedusha. And remember that we've compared Kedusha to Kedusha, right? And if a person says Ariat Mekudesha, he really needs to say Ariat Asura Lukule Ama Kehegdesh. So now, the question is, suppose you would do this with a korban, right? Suppose you would say half of an oila should be, half of this animal should be Mekudesh as an oila. What's the din? The din is, there is a halacha called that nitpashta kedusha bekula. Once half of the oila is kadesh, the kedusha simply spreads and takes over the entire oila. And why isn't that true over here? Since he's using the language of kedusha, and he's modeling this on the nature of kedusha, this is how Tosfos understands it, that if he would have used one of the other languages, like Erisin, we would never have asked this question, because the pshita of kedusha is learned, of kedusha is learned from a pasuk, and that pasuk does not appear by an isha, so why would it be true? It's only because we're comparing it by using the language of Yitkachili. So if he would have said avili leinto, like one of the other lashonas, or be ezrati, or whatever, none of those lashonas would be that we would have this question. But since he said be mekudeshet, half, so then why doesn't that mean that it would be a full kedushin and it would be a kosher kedushin? Why is it not a kedushin? It should be the same as making an oila. Milo Tanya, doesn't it say somebody who says this leg of this animal becomes an oila? So then the halacha is the entire animal becomes an oila. And look, I know it's a machlokas over there, whether Pashta Kedusha Bekula, which is another Gaviism, that Pashta Kedusha Bekula is true on a leg, or maybe it needs to be only on some more important part of the body. So I feel about the Omer in Kula Oila. In that case, a leg is not enough to be Pashta Kedusha Bekula. But Hanihe Mileyechve Magdish Dovershen Aneshama Tuluyabo. That's only where the mentioning of the particular part that should be Kodesh is not critical to life. But if somebody would say the heart should be an oila, so then it's definitely an oila, is Pashta Bekula according to everybody. And I really think that half of a woman is critical to life. Cutting off the other half is going to cancel the whole thing. So therefore, if you said half of you should be Mekudeshet, then we should say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. And why did Rava say it's not a good Kedushin? Ah, come on. I mean, it's not comparable. I mean, there you're talking about an animal, right? The guy who made the animal Kedesh owns that animal, and it's entirely up to him. So therefore, we don't need to consider what anybody else has to say about it. But over here, there is a human being who has to agree to be Machna herself. Well, he didn't say, I want to be kind of the all of you. He said, I want to be kind of half of you. So how would it be Pashta without her making it be Pashta? That doesn't make any sense. And since the Kedushin, as far as it was presented to her, was merely that she becomes half Mekudeshet, it's not going to spread on its own. You want a case like this that is perfectly similar to the din of Kachim? I'll tell you a fantastic case. An animal is owned by two different people. So you've got a partnership, right? Now, the din is that a partnership that makes an animal Kodesh cannot create a tmura. You need to know that in the background to get this case properly. So now, let's say you have these two partners. One of the partners was Magdish his half of the animal. Now, at that point, that he's Magdish half of the animal, what's the din? Pashta Kedusha Bekula? Of course not, because there's another partner. And at that point, we've got an animal that is not roy for the Mizbeach, because you can't bring half an animal for the Mizbeach. So all that you have at that moment is Kedushas Domim. The value of the half of the animal actually belongs to Hekdesh Prat. It's certainly not Kedush Zaguf because it's not something that can be brought on the Mizbeah. Now, suppose the next partner goes and sells his part. He's not Magdish his part, because if he's Magdish his part, we won't be able to make a Temura, as we'll see, so the case won't work. But he sells it. No, Trevor. You're trying to escape? I hope not. I mean, because I noticed that you're getting further and further from the camera, and I've been rather concerned. I thought maybe you were going to keep getting so far that we wouldn't notice if you suddenly disappeared. Okay. So in this case, the guy sells his half to the person who had been magdish his half, and now that partner who had been magdish his half now is able to be magdish the rest of it. Right? So now we've got an entire animal. So what's the din over there? If he goes and buys out the other half, chazer v'lakcha, and he's magdish the other half, now the entire animal is kodesh, but it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Why not? Because since at the moment that you were magdish the first part, it was dachui. Remember that concept of dachui. It was impossible to bring it, unusable at that point. It does not turn back into being usable once it was unusable. And that's called, another gaviism, kivan shenitche yidache. Once something has been pushed off of whatever it was kosher for, it remains pushed off. And therefore, even he goes and buys it, it's kadosh, but it isn't able to be put onto the mizbeach because of dichui. Now, suppose, and there's now only one owner, remember, he bought out the other owner. Since he bought out the other owner gave it to him, whatever the case is, he can now make it a temura. Okay, so he goes ahead, he takes another animal, and he says, this other animal should be in place of this one, thinking stupidly that that's going to make it possible for him to fix this whole ridiculous situation where he finally bought out the guy, he's got a whole oil, and now he's going to be able to bring an animal. No. First of all, he did a terrible Avera, because you can't make a Temura. And secondly, it didn't do him a bit of good, because the Temura reflects precisely the level of Kedusha that was transferred to the Temura. And we simply have two animals now that can't be brought on the Mizbeach. The Temura, Vayahu Temurato Yekodesh, with the same Kedusha that is called a Kedusha Dechuya. Very important to remember, Kedusha Dechuya. And therefore, the Temura is Kiyotze Ba, and it won't work. By the way, I mean, so that would be similar to Rava's case. The Kedushin doesn't spread, same way that the Oila didn't spread over here, because somebody else owns it. Over here, the woman owns herself. Exactly. It's a perfect case to show me Rava's din, and why it was silly to ask, well, why don't we say Parsha Kedusha? Of course you can't say Parsha Kedusha Bekula. But meanwhile, look at the information density here. We are able to learn out three very important dinim from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Number one, Shema Amina, Baalei Chayim Nidachim. There's a general question about whether this idea of something being dachui is only where it's defined so that it would be, let's say, a piece of meat that was usher to be eaten. So once it was dachui, it was permanently dachui. Fine. But there's a shita that says something that is living is always in this strange quantum state, and therefore it's never what it was an instant ago. So how could you say dachui on a living thing? And therefore ba'alei chayim are by definition not nidachim, because this instant is not a continuation of their previous existence. So this teaches us that when it comes to the din of dichui, we don't accept, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that shita. That's number one. Number two, there are two approaches to dichui. One of the shitas holds that dichui mi'ikara lo havi dichui, meaning if something was once suitable and then something came up to make it non-suitable, it doesn't regain its suitability, because that was a very big blow and it took it down. Masha'in kein, if it hasn't yet reached the point where it is suitable, when it finally reaches that point, we don't view its non-suitability as being a problem. It was just part of a process of becoming suitable. So over here, when the first person was magdish it, it's not like it was terrible. It's just that it wasn't enough ownership to be able to be magdish it totally. when he ends up getting the second part and buying the other partner out, so then it is okay. Dichli mi kara is nothing to be embarrassed about, that you were once, you know, somebody comes in and says, oh, I used to change your diapers. Is that an embarrassing thing? No. Okay, so that's like dichli mi kara. So this behema was not ruia, and now it is. We see from here that that's not true. Even dichli mi kara is considered to be dichli. And number three, shma mina, yesh dichli bidamim. Some learn that the concept of dichli only applies to something that is very important. It has kedusha saguf. It's only kedusha that makes something dochli. But if it was merely kodesh for its value, that doesn't put it into a high enough status of kedusha that dichli even figures at all. It's just value. I mean, what are we talking about? Its holiness has been sort of desecrated because, I mean, it's not really holiness of itself. And here we see that that's not true, despite the fact that initially there was no Kedushas HaGuf by definition, because I can't possibly put it on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, it's considered to be Nidche. Anyway, getting back to the idea of by halves, let's talk about what Kedushin by halves mean. So, by Rav, I want to take this a step further. Suppose I say, I'm going to give you one half of a pruta for half of you, and one half of a pruta for the other half of you. How's that? Is that the same thing as giving a pruta for you? Mahu, do we say, by splitting it into two, you seem, as I've already established, that you can actually make a kedushin of a half of a woman. So by doing it this way, you seem to be making two separate kedushins, one of a half and one of the other half, neither of which could possibly work because you didn't use a pruta. And you can't make a half a woman kodesh. You can only make a half a man kodesh. And by trying to, even if you'll tell me the whole thing in the end is a pruta, it makes no difference because by taking half of a woman, by definition, you weren't doing a kedushin. Or is the guy just, he's got these little coins, you know, and he doesn't have a whole pruta. So he says, okay, here's a half a pruta for half. Here's the other half a pruta. He doesn't mean to make a separate act of kedushin. He's just being monavolech. He's counting the money out, that's all. So he's making one kedushin. And now, if you tell me that, well, obviously, why would the guy make two separate kedushins? Of course he's just counting the money. Okay, so let's say that's true. How about if he uses a whole pruta for half and a whole pruta for the other half? Now, if he's using a whole pruta, meaning the totality of her is two prutas worth, maybe the fact that he separated out into doable kinyanim, each one of which was a pruta, maybe he really thought he could be kinyan half of the woman with one pruta, the other half with another pruta. It's two separate kinyanim in his mind, and therefore it's no kinyan at all, because you can never be kinyan half a woman, even though in the end your intent is to be kinyan the whole woman. Neither of these kinyanim are kinyanim. So do we say the very fact that he mentioned each pruta separately is paskala milte? He's cut it into two, and he didn't understand that you can't make a half a woman kodesh? Kedushin? Or Dilma? Or do we say, okay, I mean, the point is, he right now he only has half of his money. These two prutas, you know, represent his life savings. So he only had the one pruta at the beginning of the day. Now he's coming back and giving her the money. I mean, he's just counting here too, even though he's using the pruta for each one, and then it's a kosher kedushin. Now, let's assume that that's a kosher kedushin. Remember that according to the Rambam, whenever we say let's assume, that's the way that we're posketing, basically, by going on that assumption. So let's assume that if you're doing this all in one day, that you are basically doing a count. So how about if at the same time you say, I want half of you to be mekudeshet with one pruta today, and the other half to be mekudeshet to me tomorrow. I mean, what's that mean? So since he splits it into 2 days, even the Omer al-Machar, so then he really split it into two parts, and it's two separate kinyanim, and therefore neither are good, because you cannot buy a half a kedushin. O demahachika amala, kedushin matchalu me'aid. Now, this is a long process of kedushin, right? So let's start now, and we'll be gomer the kinyan l'machar. Okay. So, I'm not sure about that one. Now, how about if you say to this woman, I want both halves of you to be mine with one pruta? Okay, now that, I mean, since he's saying it's his one peruta and he's saying both halves at the same time, so it's mashma that he's actually doing a normal kiddushin, and he's pointing out that he's a really good guy for marrying this schizophrenic, you know. So he says, I'll give half of you. Half of you is going to be mine, and the other half will also be mine. I'm ready to take both halves for one peruta. Or do we say you can't use halves in being mekadesh an isha? Any shamit kadeshet lechatzaim klal makes no sense. Take, okay. So now the question is how far back the teku goes. That's a machlokas rishonim, but certainly this last piece is not clear lahalacha. Now, what we said is that you need to have either a pruta or a shava pruta. Okay. So let's talk about this now. Shtei benotecha v'shnei vanai. So a guy says to a friend of his, my two sons have asked me to find them a wife. So they obviously were old enough to be Mekadesh and Isha, and they made him a shliach. So he wants to take two girls for both boys with one pruta. Now, how do we look at that? Because he's buying, so to speak, a kinyan from the father with a pruta. So is this a din in the money that is being transferred to the individual who is making the transfer, in this case, the father? They said that he has the right for his banot ktanot. So how does it work over here? Batar notenu mikabel azlina. So do we look at the entire transaction is between the two dads, and between the two dads, there is a transaction of a pruta and ha'ika mamona. So then we have a monetary transaction, which is a pruta, and that's fine. O Dilma, Basar Didu Azlina. Or do we take a look at the people that are being Bekudashet? And in that case, basically, we're going to be taking two women for a pruta, which means only half a pruta for each Kedushin. And there's not enough prutas. Aleka. This too is a take. Fascinating, right? So now the question is the Kedushin the din of the pruta? Is it a din in the technical kinyan? Or is that das of the isha that we kept talking about not just a question of whether we, in a case where we need the das of the isha, it's definitive of what the kedushin isha is, even though it's the father over here who is making the kinyan, and he does get a pruta for this kinyan. Well, you're a papa. How about if you say to a guy, I want to buy your daughter and your cow? This is a very insulting situation. I'm going to give you a pruta for your daughter and your cow. And he ends up coming back with a bean, plants it, and it grows into this amazing magic beanstalk. It sounds like one of those kind of stories, right? Okay, so now what's the din over there? Does he actually mean seriously to say, I'm going to give a half a pruta for your daughter and a half a pruta for your cow? Or, actually, what he is saying is clearly, since you can't buy a cow with money, you can buy a cow, as we'll see later on. Remember, the reason I said that was because it's so striking. What do you mean you can't buy it? Because you can't. You can't buy a cow in terms of making a kinyan on a cow. Let's remember, buying something and making a kinyan on something are very different. You can buy the cow for whatever you want, but what makes the cow yours? So we'll see later on, you can make the cow yours by pulling it and so on. We'll talk about how to be kind of large animals. It might be a little bit difficult if it was your daughter and your elephant, you know, in the event that there was a seriously overweight family. But that we'll talk about later. So how would you lift up the elephant to be kind of the elephant? But in any event, as Tosis explains, in this case, the guy couldn't really mean that he's going to be a pruta in terms of the kinyan for also the cow, because he knows you can't actually make a kinyan on a cow for money. You're going to make a kinyan on a karka for money, but not on a cow. So maybe what he meant was, look, the money is there to affect the kinyan for your daughter, and your cow, later on, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull the cow later. So then that would be okay. So take, I don't know about that. But Rav Asher, well, how far would you go on that? How about if it's your daughter and your field? with a pruta. Now, if there a field definitely can be brought with a kinyan, so to speak, with a pruta. So did the guy mean bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karka cha b'chatzi pruta, in which case neither would be true because we need a shava pruta for any transaction. Odilma, maybe here too, he meant bitcha b'pruta. And as far as the field is concerned, later on I'm going to make a chazaka on your field. I just want you to agree to the deal, meaning that I want to be able to get this karka afterward. So putra is for the daughter, and the karkacha will be later on with chazaka. This also is not clear. So in both directions, it isn't 100% certain what the guy meant. Now, there was another case where a guy was mekadesh a woman by giving her these beautiful, very valuable textiles, and he was magdish b'shirohi, and Rabbah says, well, I mean, look, this is expensive stuff. I mean, we don't need to bring it in for a professional appraisal. It's clearly worth a shava pruta. Rav Yosef Omar tzricha shuma. No. You need to actually appraise it before the kedushin. Now, if he had said to her, you be mikudasha to me with this textile, forget about what it's worth, whatever it's worth. It's good enough for you. So then everybody agrees, well, obviously, why would I have to value it? I mean, it's clearly worth at least a couple of bucks, so there's no question that it's a shava pruta, so why would I have to bring it to an appraiser? Idi amala chamshin, or if he said beferish, look, I'm giving you this, and I want you to be mekudesha to me for the 50 zuz, and here is these bolts of material. Well, I mean, obviously, if it isn't worth the 50 zuz, it's not worth it, and there was no condition. But the question is, what if he said, be mekudesha to me for 50 zuz, and he gives her this material, and she has it appraised, and it's worth 500 bucks, right? So then, what about if it is worth what he says, or more? So kupligiti omar chamshim v'shavu chamishim. Rabbah says, well, what's the problem? You didn't need an appraisal up front. You just now need to know, was there basically a fulfillment of the agreement of the kedushin? You can find out next week. I mean, you don't have to know at the time of the kedushin that you got it appraised, right? So Rabbi Yosef says, no, you do need to have it appraised at the time of the kedushin. Tzrich shuma, because kivan de'itata lo b'kia b'shuma. A woman is not really clear about how much things are worth. So therefore, lo samcha da'ata, she's not really ready to accept this in lieu of the 50 bucks because she just doesn't know. And therefore, at the time that you gave her the money, she was not giving herself over for kedushin. So even if subsequently it turns out it was worth it, you're going to have to give it to her again because at that time you didn't actually make a kedushin. Now, some learn that, in fact, even if you would say, take this as is, for whatever it's worth, even there they would argue, because Rabbi Yosef is arguing not because of smichud da'at, but because of the ikar din of what shava kesef is, which is tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yosef says, since we learn the halacha that shava kesef harehu kikesef, it has the same din as kesef. Is it not true that the point of kesef is that it has a defined value? So ma kesef dekitz, af shove kesef nami dekayetz. It's talking about where you said that, where you gave her something, whatever you said it's worth is irrelevant. Because, look, the idea is that kesef has a specific value, so too does shove kesef have to be a specific value. Now this has turned into a major issue for marriage. Because as you know, you don't use a diamond ring for kedushin. And the reason that you don't use a diamond ring is because the way that the halacha has worked out in this sugya is that we understand the shita of Rabbi Yosef to be correct in a case where it is something that needs an appraisal. What goes according to those Rishonim, that the shava pruta that requires appraisal is not kitz. therefore, specifically, avanim tovot u'margaliot. We have absolutely no idea what you're dealing with. I mean, this thing could be worth $100,000 as a perfect diamond. I mean, she doesn't know. It looks like a pretty glittering stone. You know, maybe I should sell in Manhattan for it. I don't know. So therefore, in that case, you definitely would not have a kosher kedushin, because maybe she accepted that ring thinking, wow, this is amazing. I mean, the fact that it was one of those, what do they call it, Swarovski crystals? You know, so it cost him all of $50 for his $100,000 diamond, you know. So that's not considered to be a valid kedushin. Because of that, we try to take a very simple kind of ring where people do have an idea that, you know, okay, I know what these rings are worth, you know. So that is mamish nogea, the way that we do kedushin today. Okay, gentlemen, so we've had some amazing kind of new ideas today. We've extended the idea of what the giving of value is in very strange ways with Rava's equations of a woman being able to give the money and that way she gets the kedushin, or somebody else being able to give money to a third party and that way the third party gets it. Oh my God. And it's all part of the Ki Yikach, possibly, or maybe it's a whole new Chiddush of Din Avarev, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. And we've spoken about the nature of Shava Kesev. We've spoken about the nature of Pashta Kedusha Bekula, the question of what a half of a kinyan of an isha would be, or the half of a kinyan of a man, whether the pruta has to be given at one time for both parts, all kinds of fascinating issues in which we have split open, teased apart what appeared to be a very simple Mishnah. Give her a penny or a shava pruta. Oh my God, we're breaking our heads on this penny and shava pruta for the past week. And more to come, Bezrat Hashem.